HBCU Sports with Trevin A. Jones on Urban Media Today Radio.
Coach Odom does an exceptional job of coaching his players, and they have a lot of really good players that make a lot of great plays. So for us, it's about, you know, making them feel uncomfortable and making them do other things that we do well.
Head coach Broderick Fobbs and his defending champion Grambling State Tigers, who have not lost a conference game in over 3 years, took on Dawson Odoms, and who is 34-8 in the conference in his fifth year as head coach of Southern, not including the year he was an interim head coach. And Southern University put their six-game winning streak on the line in the Bayou Classic against the Tigers. We'll take a look at the results of last weekend's 44th annual Bayou Classic, and we'll also take a look at this weekend's SWAG Championship. That's right, it's Judgment Day in the Southwestern Athletic Conference. That and more right after this.
We know what time it is. We got to clock in. The building! You'll fight! It's the Bayou Classic. Let's go have some fun. Unleash on three. One, two, three! Unleash!
You're listening to Urban Media Today Radio, your station for classic soul, R&B, old school hip hop, gospel, smooth jazz, and more. We're excited to add that we are your only source for your HBCU college football sports report with Trevin A. Jones. Your morning and afternoon commute is not the same with DJ Sergey Boogie and the Traffic Jam. Tune in 5 to 7 a.m. and 5 to 6 p.m. Listen in for your daily gossip inside the E-Report with yours truly, Kiki Brown. And don't forget about the Sunday Night Flashback with TJ, Sunday evenings at 5 p.m. Listen online at urbanmediatoday.com or download the TuneIn, Live 365, or Urban Media Today Radio apps. They're free, so take us with you. It's Urban Media Today Radio.
Trevin A. Jones here. Last weekend, the Grambling State Tigers beat the Southern Jaguars in the 44th annual Bayou Classic 30-21. In a game that started with the G-men's Jeteris Pouncey intercepting an Austin Howard pass on the first play of the game, and the excitement was just getting started as Devontae Kincaid concluded the Tigers' first drive with a 9-yard TD run. There was no more scoring in the opening quarter, as it took Southern up to the final 6 minutes of the quarter to even register a yard of offense. The Jags had only run 4 plays on offense at that point. In the second quarter, Cesar Barajas missed a 26-yard field goal attempt as the Jags drove over 70 yards to put the kicker in range, but his kick hooked left. On the next drive, Grambling State's Kincaid went back to work, connecting with Martez Carter on a 15-yard TD pass to put the black and gold up 14-0. The Jaguars scored their first TD as Devin Benn scooted into the end zone on a 2-yard run, capping a 12-play, 67-yard drive, and after the point-after-touchdown conversion, the score was 14-7 GSU. Devontae Kincaid went back to work. He scored on a 15-yard run for Grambling State, but a penalty on the offensive line nullified that trip to the house, and both teams went into the locker room with Grambling State up by 10 points, thanks to Marcus Orozco nailing a 42-yard field goal to make the score 17-7 Tigers. Halftime. Looking for some magic? Urban Media Today Radio. For the very best in adult and urban music, listen to us on our app at TuneIn or Live 365. Urban Media Today features great music, entertainment updates, HBCU sports, breakfast toast and jams mixes for your morning wake up, and sports. Like us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, and register to win prizes on a weekly basis. All right here on Urban Media Today Radio. Trevin A. Jones back with the second half. There was no score in the game until 3:30 was left in the third quarter as Austin Howard connected with Cavillon on a 20-yard TD pass to make the score 17-14. Oh, the next play from scrimmage, Mr. Excitement Martez Carter went down with a rib injury with 3:11 left in the quarter, and Mr. Excitement would not return from the locker room until there was 10 minutes and 36 seconds left in the game. As the action continued, Orozco nailed a 37-yard field goal for the Tigers early in the fourth quarter, putting Grambling State up 20-14. Meanwhile, with 5 minutes left in the game, Austin Howard went to work, hooking up with tight end Dylan Beard on an 8-yard pass for a Jag score, and the point after TD was good, and that made the score 21-20 Southern. That's where Mr. Excitement Martez Carter came into play. Number 4 capped a Grambling State drive with an 11-yard TD run with 3 minutes and 22 seconds left on the clock, putting GSU back on top 27-21. Martez talked about getting back into the game.
So I just put me two ibuprofens back, man. I just pushed forward and told Coach, man, put me back in. But at the end of the day, man, big-time players make big-time plays, man. I'm a big-time player.
On the next possession, Southern would fumble on their own 16-yard line. GSU would recover, and the leg of Orozco went back at it as he sealed the deal with a 23-yard field goal. Final score, Grambling State 30, Southern 21. And Coach Fobbs is looking forward to this weekend's SWAC title game against Alcorn State.
Grambling is just an awesome place. When you look at what we've been able to accomplish, you know, not too many teams can play in front of 70-plus thousand, have a chance to play in a bowl game, graduate your athletes, and then experience the things that we've experienced with the venues we play in.
At stake in this weekend's game between the top team on the Urban Media Black College Football Poll, Grambling State, and the ninth-ranked Braves of Alcorn State, is an invitation to the 3rd Annual Air Force Reserve Celebration Bowl in Atlanta. That's on December 16th. And the winner will face number 2-ranked North Carolina A&T, who Coach Broadway has led to an 11-0 record so far this season. Back to the SWAC. Coach Broderick Fobbs and his 10-1 defending Black College National Champion Grambling State Tigers will take on Fred McNair and his Braves of Alcorn State. And what should you look for? Well, how about watching the quarterback position, where the Bayou Classic MVP Devontae Kincaid will be under center for GSU, averaging 223 yards per game to lead the conference, as he faces an Alcorn State defense that leads the conference and the nation in red zone defense. Or maybe you want to keep your eye on Mr. Excitement. That's right, that's number 4 in black and gold for the Tigers, running back Martez Carter, who's 3rd in the conference in rushing. But on the other side of the ball, Alcorn State has the conference rushing leader in DeLance Turner. He leads the SWAC in rushing with over 1,200 yards.
We're battle-tested, you know, and we've been through it before. You know, you're going to be tested in different ways, and you're going to have to win in different ways, and that speaks volumes about our recruiting and our players, our coaches, and all parties involved.
Coach Fobbs knows what he's talking about. Last season, his Tigers won this game. Final score was 27-20 in favor of Grambling State. And then the Tigers went on to beat North Carolina Central in the 2nd Annual Celebration Bowl 10-9 to claim the Black College National Championship. Meanwhile, Coach Fred McNair says the X factor in this game will be,
you know, the biggest thing is just making the play when we have a play to make, and, you know, containing Kincaid in the pocket and making him throw out of the pocket so he can do that, tackling the running back, you know, so we have to do that, and that'll be the biggest thing on defense, that we have to make plays.
Regardless of where the battle is won, whether it's on the line of scrimmage, special teams, offense, defense, it will be an exciting game as the Tigers boast the number 1 scoring defense in the SWAC, and the Braves come in with the number 3 offense in the conference in clock management, meaning they hold the ball for a long time. Not to mention Coach McNair's Braves are the least penalized team in the league, and it will be the final judgment in the Southwestern Athletic Conference as they discontinue the game after this season. So that's Saturday, final judgment at NRG Stadium in Houston, Texas. Don't miss it. Make sure you check back with me next week for a recap of the SWAC title game, and we will take a look at the all-conference teams and the Celebration Bowl, which will be the final game of the season. We also got to take a look at some Black College All-Americans, don't we? Well, that will come in due time.
Touchdown!
See you next week.
HBCU Sports with Trevin A. Jones on Urban Media Today Radio.